this nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Good morning. You're listening to Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio, Money Talks. I'm Matt Haynes, here with the good Dr. Gene Hensler, Troy Harmon, and Bill Lako. I appreciate you sharing a little bit of your Saturday morning with us. Look forward to covering a lot of really interesting stuff this week. It's been a busy week. Got some fun things to talk about.
Let's talk about Troy is a CFA, and he's the director of research here.
Right.
And Bill is the senior mucky muck, and he's got a CFP.
Something.
Yeah. Like that. And
you forget this is the part of the show Bill doesn't participate.
That's right.
And
what
is your title?
I'm Chief Strategy Officer. I'm a certified trust and financial advisor.
There you go.
And I'm a CTFA.
CTFA.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay.
All right.
On with the economic news, as we usually start off with.
And your name's on the door, so what else
that's,
do you want to hear?
You don't need to know anything more than that, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Producer price index, we had a decline by 0.5%.
I know, but here's the thing that I looked out in this thing. They said that food prices
drove it lower this time instead of energy, which you would have expected.
Right. I do the shopping.
Right.
Where?
Is it declining?
Fallen?
Yeah. Well, this being the producer price index, quite often you don't see it in the store. This is more the wholesale side of prices. So maybe next month. I don't know. But I'm like you, Gene. I'm kind of a skeptic when it comes to this.
Yeah.
Producer price index, maybe they're just going to be more profitable at the grocery store next month.
Well, the next one concerns me, and that's industrial production was down.
Right, yeah.
And they knocked it down both for January and December.
Right, yeah. Manufacturing output fell by 2 basis points or 2.2%.
The only thing that kept industrial production from being negative was 7.3 surge in utilities output. That was because of the weather.
The weather, right.
Okay, so all you people said retail sales were hurt by the weather.
Yeah.
Industrial production was helped.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it
7.3%.
Right. Yeah. We haven't had near as much talk about the weather this year as we did last, but it does seep into these reports almost every year. We also saw a decline in new residential construction. Said that housing starts fell 17% from January and 3.3% below this time last year for February's numbers. Pretty rough. There is a positive, though, if you look a little deeper. It says housing permits increased for the first
time
in several months.
Do we have sectional numbers on these? We do sometimes, don't we?
Sometimes.
They have
more
the South, and then you got the West.
Like your regional
stuff.
Yeah,
Midwest and the East and stuff like that.
Case-Shiller even gets down into cities, but one didn't include that.
I'd like to see those numbers because I can understand if the Northeast, which has really been buffeted with snow, no one's going to start construction. They usually don't anyhow, I might add.
Yeah. Right, still hadn't heard anything about it. I mean, our inventory, it's not an inventory-led pullback, is it?
No.
I mean, it's not a fun, because I don't think there's excess inventory on the ground.
Oh, no.
It's just slowed.
Right.
New starts, okay. All
and it probably is more of a seasonal thing. The only thing that's concerning is when you measure it against last year and it's 3.3% below 2014 February, so it is still showing a bit of a slowing.
Okay, and it's now time for financial gibberish.
This was the big news. Everybody focused.
Federal Open Market Committee released its minutes, and they dropped the word patient.
Yeah, they were. That was what everybody was waiting on.
Dovish? Is that what this is called?
Well, I mean, if you
it would be hawkish
to drop the word patient.
Okay.
But if you look at what they started saying, they started talking the economy down.
Right.
And, you know, so you dropped a single word. The initial reaction of the market was interest rates went up, market went down. But then people got 30 minutes more to read the rest of the report, and
they
started changing.
Yeah, they said that their inflation target is 2%, and it's below that.
Yeah, it's been like 1.6.
Yeah, and that labor market needs to continue to tighten, but they don't believe it's at full employment yet.
Right.
So they're making all sorts of excuses. They say productivity needs to improve to boost wages.
Right.
We've seen a tiny touch of that stuff, but not much. So
I think monetary policy's taken us as far as we can go.
I think so.
Yeah, it's
time for the fiscal policy to.
Well, I've said for a long time that
cut taxes,
fiscal policy was being getting cover from monetary policy, and I think for a long time that was the case. And I agree with you, Bill. We're toward the end of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because look at interest rates last week dropped across all. They went down 18 basis points on the 10-year.
Right.
30-year mortgage fell 6 basis points, down to 3.91. Yep. So what we've seen is a decrease in interest rates. When the Fed says, we may raise rates.
Right. Yeah, well, if you looked at the probabilities of the Fed raising rates, which is one of the things that you can find in the market, they went from like a 85% possibility in June to now we pushed that number out to maybe September. So, you know, it just looks like the market at least is expecting less of a possibility of interest rates after seeing the numbers that we got.
Well, there's one area where we don't have problems with capacity.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's oil. The only problem they're having now is that I don't think there's any more ships they can fill up with oil and let float somewhere.
Absolutely, yeah. I was reading some stories this week that the supply, being as high as it is, that these tank farms have found that they can charge a little more for space rent, you know, to store oil. So the storage companies are actually getting a little bit of a benefit from all this. And what's even stranger is I saw a story about Kuwait. They basically are saying that they still can't cut their production because they don't want to lose market share. And
that's what all the Middle East countries are saying.
Right, yeah. And the problem, they look at it as a problem that the U.S. production has doubled. So, you know, and the U.S. is saying basically the same thing. We're going to keep producing as long as it makes sense for us to do it. And
you know, it's like builders. What do builders do if you give them money? They build.
Right, yeah.
And if the oil people have oil in the ground, they're going to go after it unless they can't sell it.
Yep.
But interesting, crude oil inventories are up 9.6 million barrels. And a barrel is what, 32 gallons or something?
It's 50, isn't it? Or 50? 45, something like that.
Okay. The only thing that is down a little bit is gasoline and purified products because, again, what goes on right now, this is the switchover season where they start making the summer blend gasolines.
Right,
and
right.
They run down the other one. So there's a little bit of a
transition
over that period of time. Right. But I do see gas prices are down again.
Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. I've seen some declines. I think right here in Kennesaw, I was watching the news the other day, and that $1.93 over at Bell's Ferry and 5 cents.
Is one at $1.93?
Is that gas war still going on over there?
I'm not sure, but I saw it on the news on Monday.
$1.93?
Yeah.
Oh, man, with 40 cents off, I paid. Well, I buy premium for my car.
Well, it'll still be cheap over there. But the thing is, it's like a racetrack plopped in next to a Quick Trip and a Shell, and they're all trying to fight for who's going to win that race.
They're all up in the corner on Bell's Ferry.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Okay, the market last week was a good week. We had it was up about 1.2%,
right,
and the market's up about 1.5
for the year.
For the year,
yep.
And again, what's interesting, who's really, really getting hit, at least last week, was materials. Can you explain that?
I tell you what, it's still probably dollar. Some of the dollar is making a difference. But if you look longer term, the year to date, the utilities have fallen. And I think really it's just because they've led so long. But when you have a rally in the yield, you wind up seeing their price decline a bit, too.
The interesting thing was, to note, we never talked about this here, is that when the dollar goes up in value, like it has, it hits the revenue stream just as well as it hits the profit stream.
Sure.
And some companies today are missing missing revenue because of that. Because, again, the euro isn't transferring back as much as it was before.
Right, yeah. Almost all of them in the fourth quarter started talking about currency negatives on currency translating from the euro back into the dollar. So you do see that. Cheap oil has impacted the market with the energy companies not spending as much on capital expenditures. Some of these things we've talked about.
This year, year to date, the worst is utilities.
Right.
And then energy, and then financials.
Yeah. Healthcare leading the way. Consumer discretionary, strangely enough, doing really well.
Lower gas prices, they can spend more money on frocks and socks.
There we go.
Well, good deal. Well, let's take a quick break, if you guys don't mind. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a case study. We've got a question from a student at Kennesaw State University we're going to listen to. So don't touch that dial. You're listening to Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.